ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome to RIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at the supplications of Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zainul Abideen found in the book As-Sahif al-Sajjadiyya. Supplication number 8, verse number 1, vice number 2, which is anger. The Imam seeks refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from anger. Now, to be clear, we said there is a good anger. Now, we want to talk about the different type of anger. When it comes to anger, as we say, ghadab, a person first and foremost needs to have a control over it. This is what Islam tells us. You need to be able to maintain your anger, right? And not to go beyond and above the logic and reason that one should have, because it will take you out of your mind. It will lead to madness. And one needs to always keep in mind that he has to be forgiving when it comes to other people. Patience, perseverance, he needs to be calm, especially when this is matters to do, deal with dunya. Give you example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa ala, after all the pain and all the suffering that he suffered during 13 years in Mecca and the rest in Medina from the Meccans themselves, when he conquered Mecca and he came with an army and he surrounded Mecca, and the Meccans, they saw the Prophet coming with his army, they were very fearful. They said, that's it, the Prophet is going to kill us all, because, you know, for so many years, we were so back to him. But to their amazement, when the Prophet entered Mecca with his army, with his might, he said to them, what do you think I'm going to do to you? Well, they assumed that he's going to kill them. They said, well, you're a good person, akhun kareem, wabna akhin kareem. You're a generous, and your father was generous. So then he said, فَاذْهَبُوا فَأَنْتُمُ الطُّلَاقَ. Go, for you are freed. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam did not say to them, well, you know what, now it's my chance to take revenge on you. So it was under the limitation of logic. Let us take a break and then we continue, inshallah.
رَبَّنَا
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. So we said anger needs to be controlled and managed. We need to have the concept of mercy, the concept of forgiveness, always present with us. And we gave the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa ala. Even Islam says in war, even during war, don't chase the enemy if they're running away. Don't kill women or children. Don't burn trees. Do not demolish buildings. You need to keep your anger under control. Don't go overboard. Even Imam Ali alayhi salam, when he gave a wasiyah or a trust to Malik al-Ashtar, he says to him, "Amlik hamiyat anfik wa surat haddik." Control your nationalism or your whatever you believe in, and control your anger. Don't just get angry because they are the enemy, therefore I'm just gonna obliterate them and nuke them out. That's what America did. They had gone to a war with Japan. They nuked hundreds of thousands of people or tens of thousands of people because they just went crazy. That's madness. We need to control. So when it comes to that, Islam stands against it firmly and says this type of anger is not required. In fact, it's haram. In fact, it's a sin. It will get you in a lot of trouble. And when we look at the ahadith from the Ahlul Bayt and how they treat anger, it's a serious problem. It's not a problem that just came out of nowhere, out of thin air. It becomes a mental disease that a person sometimes not only he needs to see a Sayyidah or Shaykh about it, he actually needs to see a doctor. Now, as you know, we have in the West anger management issues and anger management classes and anger management courses because it is a serious problem that leads to serious destructive results. Many people got killed, innocent people, because of anger. A moment of anger, a person gets shot. A child gets killed. That's within a house. Imagine beyond that. Now, let us take a break and inshallah we will continue.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge coming to you from IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about the bad type of anger. And usually this type of anger stems from egoism, when a person is being egoistic, when he has pride, or when he has wealth, or when he has jealousy, or when he has too much lust. Lack of control, lack of organization, when he feels something short within him, when he doesn't have too much respect towards other people, when he has bad intentions, when he has mistrust, when he has delusions about the truth, when his insight is blind, when he's ignorant, and the list goes on and on. When these things happen, which ignite the fire of anger, then a person becomes angry. A natural person, a logical, sane person, a mu'min, a true mu'min would not get angry. Why? Because the list that I've just read for you is a list of diseases and symptoms that should not exist within a mu'min, like ego, like pride, like jealousy, like too much lust, like lack of organization, having lack when it comes to mistrust in people, pre-assumption in people. These things, not something a mu'min should have. And on top of the list, all of this comes and initiates from ignorance. Ignorance is the main fire for anger. So when Imam Salamullah Alayhi says, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا رَأْسُ كُلُّ خَطِيَةٍ, the love of this world is the head of every mistake, of every error. Every mistake that you could think of stems from the حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا. And anger is one of them. So obviously it stems from حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا or حُبُّ النَّفْسِ, the love of this world or the love for oneself. So when a person has all these within him, then anger will be out of control. He will get angry more often, and he will get angry at the most useless things in life, that he will be held accountable in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's all for today. Thank you for listening to the program Bridge. And inshallah, we'll see you next time in another episode. Until then, take care of yourselves. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهن عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد